Fourth Tower of Inverness, week one, Monday.
And now, kiddies, just like back in those days of yore, the whole family can once again huddle around that beautiful mahogany cabinet, slowly turn that great heavy dial, and stare blankly at the speaker as in your mind vague forms begin to shape themselves. Can you see the mad alchemist with the bent frame, Dr. Mazzulla?
Yeah, well, Good God!
Or the strange child, little Frida. She wears pigtails, smokes Havana cigars, and has no pupils in her eyes. Yet, she can see thought forms.
You will arrive at a place where you'll be able to be anywhere, whenever you wish. For the place where you'll be is outside time and space.
The mischievous holy man, Chief Wampum.
Namaste. I am so pleased. Are you a cowboy?
A cowboy?
Yes, because I am an Indian, you see.
The caretaker, old far-seeing Art. Jives, the butler, the Madonna Vampira.
Don't be so hesitant. I'll give you back when you want you. Come now, you'd like to do it, wouldn't you?
The half-sister to Lady Jowls, Meeny Eeny.
Brazil! Brazil! Oh. Where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath the
I see it's not easy to get a straight answer from you.
Jack Flanders.
Why are you holding that big cleaver?
And finally, the owner of Inverness Estate, Lady Jowls.
I assure you, there is no fourth tower of Inverness.
High upon a mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Fourth Tower of Inverness!
And now to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. As we look in, we see Lady Jowls, owner and heiress to the Inverness estate. We find her in the rose garden, standing solid, sniffing a velvety red rose and surveying her kingdom. Twilight approaches. The mist is moving up from the bay into the surrounding hills of Inverness. The birds are beginning to flock, gathering for their autumn sojourn to the south. All is tranquil and strikingly beautiful. One of those rare moments when time and thoughts of progress hesitate, and the whole world is at peace.
Auntie! Auntie!
Who the devil is that coming from?
Auntie! It's me, Jack!
Jack! You received my letter! How good of you to come!
Oh, Auntie, it's really good to see you.
I'm happy to see you were able to make the journey so soon.
Traveling is no big thing. The only difficult part was getting from the town out to here.
The road to Inverness is not a very traveled road.
Well, from what I heard in town, it's not traveled at all.
The servants go back and forth for supplies.
Yeah, I heard that. Boy, those townspeople sure think that the folks up here are a strange lot.
How are you able to make the journey from town up this mountain to Inverness?
I walked.
Oh, that's unfortunate. You must be exhausted.
I'm okay. I've hitchhiked a lot and consequently walked a lot, so... You don't have a telephone.
No, I'm afraid your auntie is not one for progress. We use the old primitive means of communication.
Banging two rocks together?
Yes, that too. We communicate by any means necessary. That reminds me of something I was told once. It was about Indian smoke signals. They would use the signal to attract attention, and someone, the party they were trying to reach, I suppose, would also build a fire and create a few puffs of smoke. But then near the fire, they would have made a small hollow in the ground, about a foot and a half deep and a few feet long. Then they would get into the hollow in some position, and then mentally communicate to one another. You see, the smoke signal was only used to attract attention. Do you believe that?
No.
You don't believe it can be done?
Oh, I don't know, Auntie. I guess it's how anyone wants to spend their life. Believing in that, believing in the opposite of that. I guess it doesn't make any difference.
Perhaps.
Why did you send for me?
There have been strange things occurring that I don't know. I'm concerned.
According to the townspeople, strange things have been occurring here for years.
Oh, well, we are an eccentric lot. But lately, I can't explain it, really. But it's threatening.
Well, why not call the police?
The police have never set foot on this mountain, and they never will. Ever. Being eccentric demands privacy.
But, Auntie, I'm not a detective.
I'm sorry, I haven't been clear, I'm afraid. What I meant to say was this. The things that have occurred might not have occurred if you were here.
But, Auntie, I
they occurred because you were not here.
But, Auntie, I'm not a member of Inverness. Am I? What was that?
I beg your pardon.
Didn't you see? Over there, by the hedges. It must have been standing there all the time. Then it dropped to all fours and scampered off. Into this opening here.
Jack, please come away from there.
It's a strange creature, nearly the size of a man.
Jack, will you please come away from there?
Good grief. It's a maze, isn't it?
One of Lord Jowl's constructions, typical of his sense of humor.
You mean it's a real maze, then?
I forgot. You have never visited Inverness.
I can hardly wait to give that a run.
Jack, listen to me. Stay away from that maze.
Why?
I'll explain later. There are a number of people that live here in Inverness, and some you may find a little odd at first.
I've met all types, Auntie.
Yes, I...
You were saying?
It's beginning to happen again. It seems to happen in cycles. First the music, then the accident.
The music.
Already they know that you are here.
Auntie, what's wrong?
There's an old jukebox sealed away in the East Tower. It begins to play by itself when an accident is about to happen.
But Auntie, that sound must be coming from the North Tower.
What do you mean? There is no North Tower.
Well, there has to be.
There are only three towers in Inverness.
But when I was walking up the road, up from the bay, I could see the tops rising out of the fog. Four distinct towers.
I assure you, there is no fourth tower of Inverness.
When last we left Lady Jowls and her nephew Jack Flanders, dusk was approaching. The setting sun, reflected from the windows of the old Victorian mansion, caused the great structure to glow with a thousand fiery eyes, like a giant demon sitting upon a mountaintop, laughing at the world below. Lady Jowls has explained to her nephew that strange things have occurred, accidents that were forecast by the sound of soft music, music from a different era, that drifted down from one of the towers of Inverness.
It's that music you hear now that always plays just before an accident is about to occur.
You say it comes from an old jukebox sealed away in the East Tower, not the North Tower?
As I've explained, Jack, there are only three towers of Inverness.
But when I was walking up the road from the bay, I saw four towers.
It must have been the fog creating an illusion.
I tell you, I saw a fourth tower, as distinct as the others. I know it wasn't an... What was that?
Oh, no. It's already happening.
Help!
It's coming from over there beyond the rose garden. It must be coming from the other side of that hedge. I think I can clear it.
Jack, be careful!
Here goes! Hey, it's only 2 feet deep. Right here, let me help you. All you had to do was stand up.
2 feet for 2 feet.
That's right. What is that thing?
That is Mimi Eenie's faithful 5-speed Italian pedal master.
Oh, I see.
The bridge, it groaned and creaked and cracked. Whoa! In went old Mimi Eenie and her 5-speed Italian pedal master and all.
Oh, you're Mimi Eenie, Lady Jal's half-sister.
The better half, yes.
I'm Jack Flanders.
So you are. Pleased to meet you. Though the meeting is somewhat dampened by circumstances, nonetheless, would you assist in shooing the green leapers off the spokes of my pedal master and helping me out of here, my dear young man?
Come on, frogs. Beat it.
Shoo! Shoo! Hop to it! Get lost! Shoo!
You know, this bridge, the main crossbeam has been cut.
I can see the teeth marks.
Teeth?
Saw teeth? I saw the teeth. Ah, well, meanie, not funny, a little wet. What villain would want to commit such vandalism? Meanie might have got stuck headfirst in the mud.
Well, I think your pedal master is okay.
Well, then, into the cockpit. Inspect the control board. Run check. Bobby socks, clear of goldfish. Nose up, flaps down, all clear. I'm off, though not off.
So that's Meanie Eenie, Aunt Jell's sister. Well, whoever sawed that bridge either did it as a harassment or a prank. No one could hurt themselves. What's that? She's gone. What an incredible face. It was like a Madonna. It took my breath away. I wonder who she was.
Howdy, Bob!
Oh, hi. I'm
glad to meet you. I'm the caretaker. Used to be a prospector back in the days of war. My name's Art. People around these places call me that old far-seeing Art.
Far-seeing Art?
Yep.
Can you see far?
Oh, that's about as far as I can go, yep.
I see.
Good. A lot of people don't, you know. Well, what's your question?
Question?
You hear that?
What?
That. Thunder. We're gonna have a good one.
Thunderstorm?
Yep. Rip snorter.
Say, I do have a question.
Wanna know the meaning of life?
Well, not today, thanks.
Right.
Listen, have you ever seen 4 towers?
Where?
Here, the Inverness Mansion.
Yeah. 4 instead of 3.
Yeah.
Well, you know there's only 3, normally.
Normally?
Yep, normally. If you cross your eyes, you can see 6 or 7. You drink a fifth of brandy, you see about 15. You drink a quart of moonshine, I expect you see about 25. Normally.
Look, I saw 4 distinct towers.
Don't feel bad. You just keep trying. Well, I'll see you later unless you see me first.
Wow, this place has got some
weird... Oh, I forgot to tell you. You want to hear something, you come and visit me sometime. I live in one of the towers.
Which one?
The west one. Yep, up overlooking the world. Make your head dizzy. Anyway, you come up sometime and we'll listen to the sound.
You mean the jukebox?
No, I mean the one that's coming from the center of the universe.
Hmm?
Well... It's what's causing all the turmoil everywhere. It's what's making the young people different, making them more awake. It's what's bringing on the new age. It's what's causing it all, coming right from the center of the universe. Yep. You come up and give a listen sometime. I'll see you later, alligator.
The Fourth Tower of Inverness is a continuing serial being brought to you each week, Monday through Friday. Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Holy cow! Just like in the movies, a 1930s laboratory.
The Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.